celebrating he that seated in the heavens and makes the earth his footstool.
With the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, even as the water covers the sea. And he mandated us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. He said, be fruitful and multiply, and subdue the earth. Be fruitful and multiply, and subdue the earth. He sent a word unto Jacob, and that same word has lighted upon Israel. What is it that you are desiring in this service? Now begin to express your expectation to God. Express your desire to God. We thank you for a time again of visitation that has come. We look unto you, our eyes are on you in this covenant day of fruitfulness. Make your word meaningful to us. Lighten our eyes of understanding. Cause our understanding to be fruitful in this service. Deliver to every man, every woman, boy, girl in this service their own encounters. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, my son, eat honey. He said, for it is good. The honeycomb, he said, for it is sweet to thy taste. He said, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto you. He said, when thou findest it, he said, when thou findest it, there is a reward. Your expectation shall not be cut short. If that is you, put your hands together for Jesus. And be seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural doors shall be opened unto me as I hold fast to the word and keep making my boast in the Lord. Congratulations. Amen and amen. I want to thank God, people of God, for this opportunity to stand before you in this covenant day of fruitfulness and anointing service. I do not take it for granted. I want to appreciate our Father, my Father, the spiritual oversight of Winners Chapel Wolverhampton for this privilege granted to me to bring a word to us. And I want to appreciate is the associate pastor for also this privilege and the church leadership. And it's my desire that whatsoever you are lined for this service. It will speak from now. Because faith is now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever fruitfulness you are desiring, God will grant it to you in this service in Jesus' name. Our prophetic theme for this month still remains, faith works wonders today. Let's echo that together. Faith works wonders today. And Mark chapter 9 verse 23 says it all. Faith works wonders today because faith is now. It's not a thing that you keep trusting and longing and it's not coming. Faith makes it happen now. All it takes is for your faith to be quickened. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Jesus said unto them, if thou can believe, he said, all things are what? Possible to him that believeth. Everything is possible. In this service, everything is possible. It is unto you according to your faith. Everything is possible. And we have been looking at the teaching series, engaging the turn around power of faith. Engaging that turn around power of faith. Faith can turn anything around. If something is not turning yet, it's because you have not built up enough. When your faith grows from no faith to little faith to strong faith and it becomes exceeding faith, you can be sure that anything will turn at that point. Engaging the turn around power of faith. James 2, 18 to 24 is the anchor scripture. Yea, a man may say that thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without works. Without thy works. Show me thy faith without thy works. And I will show you my faith by my works. Faith is not talking. Faith is doing. I read in God's Servant's WhatsApp platform, his page. He put there, he said, leadership is not sitting down doing nothing. It is action. Leadership is action. Faith is action. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you mine with proven works. With proven works. It is work that makes faith active. If you sit down, do nothing. Bishop David Oedipo said, he said, aim nothing, hit nothing. If you don't aim at something and go for it, you will hit nothing. The faith that works, engaging the turnaround power of faith. By way of introduction, people of God, faith is our covenant access to all provision of redemption. Faith. Our covenant asset. Access to all provision of redemption. In the package of redemption, you have power, you have glory, you have honor. You have strength. You have blessing. All of these are packages in redemption, including my fruitfulness and your fruitfulness. But faith is that key that you can use to assess the provision that redemption has for you. I speak to someone this morning by the grace upon my life that whatsoever is not speaking, whatsoever you've not been able to gain access to, by the faith of God's word coming to you today, you will enter into that door. He said, you have a little strength. He said, you have kept my word and have not denied my name. That is someone that has a little strength. talking about the Philadelphia church. A little strength. They have not denied his name, yet doors were open. How much more when you grow your faith exceedingly? Among others, our reward in stewardship answers to prayers. Among others, our reward in stewardship answers to prayers. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible, very impossible, to please God. He said, they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not people that casually seek him. Great faith is great work. It's action. A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Every day of your life is your heart panting after God. If it's not panting after God, check it and wake up. Because the reality, why that issue is still staring you at your faith, is because you've not built up your faith enough. But as you build up, I see that mountain collapse in the name of Jesus Christ. Everlasting mountain, perpetual hills will not just bow. They bow because your faith is at work. And by way of introduction again, for example, fruitfulness is part of our reward in stewardship. Psalm 127 verse 1 to 2. Except fruitfulness is part of our reward in stewardship. Your reward and my reward in stewardship is anchored. It's tied to our stewardship, my reward. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that builded it, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up in the morning, early in the morning, sit up at late at night, and still eat the bread of sorrow. That is not your portion. You will not eat the bread of sorrows. For he giveth his beloved sweet sleep, nice sleep. You walk a bit, no matter how you walk. Sometimes I find out that I will sleep maybe around 12 by 3 again, 4 o'clock, I'm up. It will look I've slept for like 8 hours. That is what God alone can do. He giveth his beloved sweet sleep. That shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. We serve a covenant-keeping God. When we do what he commands, we have committed ourselves to uphold his integrity in performing his word. We serve a covenant-keeping God. When we do what he commands, we have committed ourselves to uphold his integrity in performing his word. If we believe not, yet he abide faithful, he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2 verse 13. God will always abide faithful. By two immutable things, with God, it is impossible for God to lie. He always abides faithful. He is the constancy. We are the variables. All it takes is for us to keep trusting him. Abraham was a servant of God, but his faith was required for Isaac to come alive. For Isaac to come. Abraham's faith was required. At the time, it was even very difficult for Abraham to believe God. His wife began to preach a message of falsehood to her. Take Haggai, your handmaid, and go into her and bear fruit. God is delaying. And because his faith was not strong at that time, Abraham hearkened unto Sarah. And we all know the stories. The battles in the Middle East today is as a result of that mistake. And God began to tell Abraham. Abraham waited. It was not that God couldn't give Abraham what he desired at 75. He could make everything happen in one single year for him. But his faith has not built up. And that's why when you move forward in other chapters, he said, walk before me and make your way what? Perfect. When Abraham began to understand the place of perfection, he staggered not. His faith has built up to an exceeding great faith. He wasn't listening again to Sarah. This time around, he had to take God by his word. At 100, Isaac came. But then, his faith has become solid. You don't need to wait for 25 years to build up your faith. You don't. Because the things that were written aforetime, the Bible says they were written for our example, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have full hope. Our hope and our faith are built based on the revelation of what God has unveiled to us on the men that have gone before us. The men that have gone before us have experienced a lot of climbing the mountains. You know, they've gone through histories. We are just supposed to stand on their shoulders and begin to plug in into the reality that redemption has for us. And that will be someone portion in Jesus' mighty name. Genesis 18 verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Genesis 18 verse 10. And Sarah had it in the tent which was behind him. Sarah laughed. But whether he laughed or not, Abraham has come to believe God at that point. And the belief of Abraham rubbed off on Sarah later on. And Sarah began to say, I did not laugh. I did not laugh. I have now seen what my husband is saying. And behold, Isaac came. Your Isaac will come. That thing you are believing God for will come. All you need is just to build up your faith. Genesis 21 verse 1 to 6. And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, and the Lord visited, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. In his old age. And he circumcised him also on the eighth day, because Abraham was now living by the covenant, the secrets of God. When you live by the secrets of God, you begin to see God's manifestation in your life. I pray that that grace will come upon all of us this morning and much more in Jesus' mighty name. Romans 4 verse 17 to 21. As it was written, I have made thee a father of many nations before whom he blessed even God who quickened the dead and called those things that be not as though they were. God will always call those things that be not as though they were. It's a supernatural God. But the same spirit, the Holy Spirit is in you. Those things that seems not to be not, you can call them to life. I remember one time, after myself and my wife got married, and our son came, 2 weeks after the naming thereabout, noticed that our son became very sick. And in 1 minute, you can just see him breathe like 3 times. It became like a concern. We didn't know because that was our first. The enemy wanted to capitalize on our ignorance and, you know, take him. Because the devil will always come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God for God and for light. My wife just said, let's go to the hospital and check. And when we got there, the doctor said, why did you wait up to this time? The fruit of the womb has come. Now the child is gasping for breath. Pneumonia, and the man said, look, it's 50-50. But I turned to God and I said, God, you can't give us a child and bury that child. It is anti-covenant. I located where I buried the placenta of my son. It was only me that knew there. I went there and kneeled down and I spoke. And I know. There are some prayers you pray. When you stand up from there, you don't need any man to tell you that God has answered your prayer. the violent of faith. As soon as I prayed that prayer, after some few days, our son was discharged. Engaging the power of faith. According to scripture, only the hand of God can bring the word of God to pass. Only the hand of God. And he said in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 15 to 24, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it. God will always fulfill every spoken word. All we need is to take him by his word. All we need is to take him by his word. All we need is to take him by his word. Every spoken word that go out of God's mouth, he said, my word that I speak to you will not return unto me void. His word never return unto him void. If you engage your faith in that spoken word, it will bring forth. For everything you are engaging this season, all through this operation run, it will come forth for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. But we can only secure the hand of God through faith. The hand of God can be secured only by faith. By faith. Faith is the currency that secures the hand of God. I don't care what that issue is. Everlasting mountain shall be destroyed. He said, perpetual hills shall bow. He said, his ways are ways of everlasting. He's an everlasting God. He will only do what will last for you and me. All it takes is to engage faith. But we can only secure the hand of God by faith. Who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53 verse 1. It doesn't matter whether they believe your report or not. You see it clearly. You see it clearly. The Christian race, you can't run it for your partner or your husband or your brother. It's a personal thing. I see the scripture for myself alone. If I like, I share it as it appeals to me. Amen. The scripture I see, sometimes I cannot share them. It's for me to run my race. You search for your own. Whether they believe your report or not, keep confessing it. Keep speaking that word that God has showed to you. Because doors will not open until the secret is made known unto you. This year I was reading, and when I got to Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, I saw that a man can entreat God for his wife so that barrenness can be broken. Isaac entreated God for Rebecca. Rebecca did not need to struggle to pray. Lord, give me the... I saw that a man can do it. As a man, as a husband, you can engage for your wife. And the fruit of the womb will become an history. I saw it. Because every year I have a plan to read the Bible all through. Genesis to Genesis. I don't need encouragement. It's for my growth. Who has believed our report? What report are you running with this year? Matthew 9:29. And he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. It is according to your faith. It is according to my faith. The extent and the height we get to in God is according to your faith. You can't borrow my faith. I can't borrow yours. You need to develop yours. And the earlier you start developing it, the better. It took 25 years before Abraham saw Isaac. From 75, before he saw a child. Your own shouldn't wait up to that. Now is faith. Now is faith. That faith will come alive. In Jesus' mighty name. But what is faith? Let's run through this. What is faith? But what is faith? Faith is being fully persuaded of the truth, the prevailing circumstances, notwithstanding until the truth triumphs. If God says you will become a fruitful mother of children, even when you have not married, that is faith. The faith word is a prophetic word. It has been released. Prevailing circumstances will now come. I want to tempt you. But it behoves on you to say, Lord, I know what you have spoken. I am standing by what has gone forth. And this must be. This must what becomes of me. The power of life and death is in the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The prevailing circumstances notwithstanding. Romans 4, 17 to 21. We saw that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving what? Glory to God. He has seen it clearly, so he doesn't need to pray. He started giving God glory. When you see it clearly, you don't need to hit your head again. You start saying, Father, I thank you. Because this one is a done deal. That shall be your testimony in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is faith? It's a display of confidence in God until the desired result is obtained. Faith is a display of confidence in God until the desired result is obtained. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence that has great recompense of reward. He said, but ye have need of patience. He said, after you have done the will of God, you do what? Obtain. There is a will to be done. When you do that will, you begin to obtain the promise. You begin to reap the fruit of what you have trusted God for. Faith is a display of confidence in God. Again, faith is the answer to all impossible challenges of life. The circumstances around it, notwithstanding, faith is the answer to all impossible challenges of life. Mark 9, 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. All things. Your fruitfulness, possible. Your breakthrough, possible. Your manifestation, possible. Next level open doors, possible. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. How powerful then is faith? Faith is a story changer. Someone's destiny will change. Someone's destiny will advance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mark 2, 1 to 12. I will just paraphrase for time's sake. And again, he entered into Capernaum. We know the story. And so many gathered around him in the room. There was no space anymore, but somebody brought a man sick of palsy, paralyzed. And when they got to the place, the whole place was filled up. And they looked for an opportunity to go down the roof. The friends perhaps helped the man with that is sick of palsy to get down. And Jesus Christ, when he saw the roof open, he could not but quickly speak to that man's issue because he has seen faith. He has seen faith. When God sees faith in you, he moves quickly to your direction. If he sees faith in you, he will not delay. He will deliver your expectation immediately. That's why faith is what? Now. And Jesus, verse 5 of Mark 2, saw their faith, and he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And that was it. And immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before them, in so much that all that were gathered in that room glorified God, and they were amazed, saying, "We have never seen it in this fashion." Why? Faith was at work. How powerful is faith? When your faith is at work, God cannot deny you your blessing. God's servant was sharing, Deacon was sharing in Wednesday service, and told us how for 10 months, nothing was coming forth. He told God, this month, something must happen, and it happened. That's why it's good to gather. That testimony steered me up, and I knew that it is we that will command our breakthrough by our mouth and by our actions. For 10 months, nothing seems to be happening. But he said, this time, this door will be open. It has opened before, it will open again. And it opened for him. Acts chapter 3, verse 5 to 16. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them, speaking of Peter, going to the temple to pray, met the paralytic person, the person that couldn't walk, but his faith went into action, expecting to receive something from Peter. Peter told him, "I have no silver, I have no gold. But what I have, the currency I trade with, will help you to stop begging. I trade with another currency. And that currency is the currency of faith in the name of Jesus." And immediately, he grabbed the man. That is faith. He did not wait for the man to stay. He grabbed him and took him up. And the man started jumping. And people were amazed. Even Peter has to demonstrate faith in the name of Jesus. You and I have to demonstrate faith in the name of Jesus. You are desiring that fruitfulness. You have to do something, man. We have heard it in this church. People are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And what do we see? They start buying baby items. You are trusting God for a job, for breakthrough. There is something you must do. Next level. God's servant just launched another wonderful car. Amen. Why? Because I saw faith in his eyes. We were dedicating one vehicle some in December. And I could see him. I said, "Kai," I said, This man is up to something, and thank God. He's cruising now, praise God. But that is just material things. Much more are spiritual things. We can tap into it by our faith. And that will be your portion. How powerful is faith? Faith strengthens believers to command the supernatural. The supernatural. Hebrews 11:11-12. Through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive at that age, 90 years. Received strength to conceive and deliver of a child when she was past that age. She, because she judged him faithful, who has what? Promise. God has promised you so many things. You have to stand strong in your faith and judge him faithful. Lord, for this matter, I know you are faithful. You are not a liar. Make it happen. You have make it happen for this person before. I've seen you make it happen for this person. Make it happen in my life. Someone just gave a testimony. He had a distinction. You can tap into that realm if you are a student and get yours. Whatever result faith obtain, faith also preserve. So faith is a preserver. Number three, how powerful is faith? Whatever result faith obtains, it also preserves. We saw the account of that woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And when the child was grown, he fell on that day that he went out with his father to the reaper, and the devil struck that child. This was a child that God's servant, the prophet, then prophesied into the life of this woman. Elijah prophesied and said, in 9 months' time, you will embrace your child. That child came, but now the child has grown, gone with the father, and the avengers, they came to struck this child. My head, the child cried in verse 19 of 2 Kings chapter 4. And he said, carry him to his mother. And the child later died. But the woman knew what to do because of the faith he had in Elijah. He said, I did not ask for this. You were the one that gave it to me. So I'm returning back this child to you. Bring him alive. If truly God has spoken to you that I'll have a son. You know, and in 2 Kings chapter 4, 35 to 36, we saw there, then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon the child, that's Elijah, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. That was what the enemy wanted to do to me in the account of my son. Then my child was kept in a place that, in fact, they were drawing mucus. The mucus that was coming out from that child. Oh, God. I was saying the enemy is wicked. But thank God for doctors and thank God for the prayers of God. The prayer I made to God. You know, because cry this time will not help. It is your faith that will help. The child came alive. The Shunammite child came alive. I don't know what you are trusting God for that looked dead. In this city to come alive. I say it will come alive. By your faith in action, it will come alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today is Covenant Day of Fruitfulness. We must recognize first that we are seed of Abraham. And we are redeemed to be fruitful. Me and you, we are redeemed to be fruitful. Galatians 3:29. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Myself and yourself, we are Abraham's seed by redemption and heir to his promise. We are heir to his promise. We are heir to his promise. Be fruitful. He said, in that Abrahamic covenant, he said, I will bless thee and multiply thee. He said, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And it's as far as your eyes can see it. As far. That is the covenant you and I, we are into. It is as far you can see it. No man can limit you. It is your faith that will limit you. But today, your exceeding faith will grow. And you will take possession of your inheritance in Christ. Your inheritance in light. No man will be able to deny you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And he has equally redeemed us from the curse of barrenness. Know this. Galatians 3, verse 13 to 14. Christ has been redeemed us from the curse of the law because curse be made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come to us who are Gentiles through faith, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The promises we have are the promises of the Spirit. 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 True faith. Furthermore, serving God empowers the believer to be fruitful. You want to be fruitful? Serve God. You want that open door reality to be made manifest? Serve Him. Serving God empowers the believer to be fruitful. Every saint that is fruitful is a steward. Not just a steward, a faithful, delightsome steward. Because Exodus 23, 25 to 26. Exodus 23, 25 to 26. Ye shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless thy bread and thy waters. That is your work of your hands. He will bless thy bread and thy waters. Take away sickness away from you. There shall nothing barren will be seen around you. He said, you shall not cast your young. How will you give birth and your child will be taken away from you? You will not cast your young. He said, but above all, the numbers of your days, he said, I will make fulfill. I will make them happen for you. If you see 100, you get there. If you see 120, you get there. If you see 70, like David, you get there. It is according to your faith. And in Psalm 127, verse 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. He rewards us with the fruit of the womb because we are faithful in our service. We don't beg for it. Our Father, Jehovah, is the baby maker. We are not meant to be baby beggars. God is the baby maker. He has the factories to make babies and reward every one of us based on our service in the numbers that you want, male and female begat he. He created them. So it is according to how your heart wants it. And when he sees that your service is right, he gives it to you without struggle. That shall be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. In addition, it is important for us to know that joy and rejoicing are a spiritual requirement for our fruitfulness. Don't sit down mourning. Don't sit down crying. When will this fruitfulness come? When will this breakthrough come? Hannah engaged God. See, I've come to know in my Christian adventure that every challenge you see is an opportunity for God to draw you closer. The place of intimacy is what God wants in our Christian life. I've come to know it by experience. Anytime I see challenge, I know God wants to draw me close. So I go close to him and begin to engage. And I take my stand. If it be on my knees, I can be there. As far as this issue is concerned, I'm not going to call any man. Lord, make it happen. Make it happen. Based on your word, make it happen. As I keep decreeing, day one, day two, day three, week, before you know, that thing will come to pass. Because when I cry, then will my enemies turn back. He said, this I know, that God is for me. God will be for you. In this season, God will be for you. Joel chapter 1, verse 12. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. I know palm trees. My father's property, my landed properties at home, so many palm trees that we used to farm, cut. They are trees that don't dry. If you like, let the harmattan spread till 6-7 months. The palm tree will still flourish when it's that time. But it can dry up if there is no joy. So no matter how strong you think you are, keep being joyful to keep that strength alive. Keep being joyful to keep that level of fruitfulness that God has endowed you with alive. As you keep getting joyful, you will begin to see more fruitfulness happen in your life. That shall be your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Abraham was strong, quickened, keep giving glory to God. We also recognize that our Heavenly Father is the baby maker. I've said it before, so always rejoice. Go before him with thanksgiving. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, in his court with praise. Be joyful unto him and bless his name. Because before he formed you in his womb, he knew you. He has ordained you a prophet to nation. He has ordained you a messenger to this generation.
I don't care what the world might be saying about you. What I know is that before God formed you in his womb, he has designed you for greatness. And that greatness will become a reality from this service in the name of Jesus Christ. We recognize that our Heavenly Father is the baby maker. We are not redeemed to be baby beggars. Me and you, that is not our portion. And lastly this morning, therefore, as long as we remain connected, planted to God, we are ordained to continue to bear fruit even until old age. As long as you and I are connected to the vine, the vine is the master. As soon as you get born again and you are connected to the vine, you cannot but bear fruit. You cannot be fruitless. It is not possible for you to be fruitless, because in the vine runs that divine ability for you to bear fruit. And therefore, in this service, for wherever you notice every form of barrenness, unfruitfulness, it will come to an end because you are connected in the vine. In Psalm chapter 92, verse 12 to 15, the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. They shall grow like a cedar in the Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of our God shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in their old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Why? To show that the Lord is upright. If you are not flourishing, you are trying to blackmail God. But we will not blackmail God if you are not flourishing. That is what the Bible is saying. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. No unrighteousness in God. No unrighteousness in God. And because of this, I know for sure that someone will return from this service with your desired fruitfulness. You retire concerning that job that you are trusting God for, fruitfulness will be speaking. For the fruit of the body, for those desiring God for children, the Lord is the baby maker. He will make one ready for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Someone has been blessed in this service. I want you to rise up on your feet and begin to appreciate God. Give him thanks for the word that has come. And ask that the reality of this word that has been spoken, find expression, bringing all about your fruitfulness and my fruitfulness. Concerning that heart desire, surely there is an end. Thy expectation shall not be cut short. Before we pray this last prayer, you are in this service. You know you are separated from your maker. You know you are not connected to the vine. I want you to use this opportunity to connect back to your maker, to your creator. Because he has mandated us to do that. In Jude chapter 1 verse 23, he said, others saved by fear, he said, pulling them out of fire. Every garment spotted with the flesh. The flesh is corruption. You can't be hanging around the world system and you not see the flesh make manifest in your life. We have been bought by a price to live the life that spirit feed life. You are here, you are not born again, signify. Let me lead you to Christ. Wave your hand to God. Hallelujah. Everyone born again. Let's lift up our voice now and pray this prayer. Say, Lord, help my faith to grow to the point of exceeding faith that I may enjoy my redemptive life in Christ, which includes fruitfulness. Lord, help my faith. Help my faith in this season. Help my faith in this season to the point of exceeding faith. Oh, Lord, help my faith. Oh, Lord, help my faith. Letamanosi kabale ke pramos. Labramatele shilabara kapanes. Evate malakane suzabarakate. My fruitfulness, everyone will see in this season.
Let's put our hands together as we welcome God's servant.